Drive Time Today is brought to you as a public service from Leone, McDonald, and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. Christian Mower here, and I'm joined by Carol and Kara from the Remick Country Museum and Farm. You guys have a whole bunch of stuff over there all the time. For those who don't know and haven't visited, what is Remick? What do you guys do?
Well, the Remick Country Doctor Museum and Farm is open year-round, first of all, so it's wonderful in that you can experience all four seasons of New Hampshire life at our museum. We're located in Tamworth. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and we start Saturday hours this month in May and continue Saturday hours through the fall, and that is also 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Now, where can people learn more stuff about Remick?
Our website is remickmuseum.org, and that's one word, or they can call the museum at 603-323-7591.
And you guys, like I said, always have stuff going on. You said it's year-round. It's always fun stuff. And this coming weekend, you guys have the Dandelion Festival, and you said this is a new program?
This is a brand-new event for Remick. What we've been looking at is how to engage our audiences year-round. We have traditional programs such as our Harvest Festival in September, the Ice Harvest in February, Maple Sugaring, but now we wanted to add some new elements to our seasonal calendar. And Dandelion Fest, this will be our first time ever doing this special event.
And you guys were educating me before we went on air, but I didn't realize dandelions were so useful. And that's a big part of the festival, is kind of demonstrating all the cool stuff you can do with them.
Yeah, it's just amazing. The warmer weather brings on this abundance of new life, and so we chose that worthy dandelion since it seems to be everywhere. And originally it's from Asia and Europe, but you know, it was intentionally brought here by all the different settlers through time, and it unintentionally moves around too, you know, in your pockets and on your shoes, etc. And it's worldwide now, the dandelion.
Now, what are some uses with it? You're telling me you guys make root beer, salves, like all sorts of decorations with it. The thing is, it's very versatile.
Yeah, well, you'll be able to find all the Remick employees that day because we'll all have these headdresses on filled with dandelions. And dandelions have been made, and we'll have samples of flour fritters that you can eat with our wonderful maple syrup on them. We'll have dandelion leaf pesto on crackers for you to taste, roasted root coffee. It's a hearty drink, not as light as a tea. We'll also have samples of honey where the bees have just pollinated just a field of dandelions. So the honey is a little different from just generic wildflower honey. So you can sample that too. In our Victorian era apothecary, we'll have a flower cordial to sample, a root bitters, and also a wort poultice just for, you know, effect, or for maybe Halloween. We have a 1910 drugstore where you can sample cosmetics like a root skin and joint salve, a flower body powder, also a skin lotion bar. And in the soda fountain, we'll have samples of real root beer made from dandelion roots and a lemonade that's sweetened with a dandelion flower syrup. Outdoors, we'll also have people doing yoga on the hill. There will be two classes offered. Dandelion paintings will be for sale by some of the local artists. Face painting, you'll be able to do crafts like make these cute little yarn dandelion flowers, take them with you, or paint a flower pot. We're also having a beekeeper who's bringing her live hive of bees and lots of products that they've made from them. And we have a gardener that will be talking about how to garden without using pesticides that usually hurt the bees. And let's see, anything else?
I think what Carol is pointing out is this is more than just go into a building in a one-room event. Mm-hmm. Our facility is spread out over numerous acres, so it's both indoor and outdoor. We have historic buildings. We have a special exhibition opening this week on the history of dandelions. I'm going to be over in the Maple Sugar House that day, and not only can you see our Maple Sugar House, but we'll be over there testing dandelion jelly, dandelion pickles, dandelion wine, of course, if you're of legal drinking age, and also a dark beer made with dandelion root. So there's a lot of outdoor, indoor activities, a lot of room to wander the property. We've got glorious walking trails, too, and our animals are out for the season, so that's another added bonus to the day event.
Now, when does everything kick off?
11 a.m. on Saturday.
And how long does it go?
Until 3 p.m. Admission is $10 for adults and $8 for children, I believe. We have a $2 discount on those prices for Remick Museum members.
Right. Now, you mentioned the history of the dandelion. Can you give us a little sneak peek about what that is?
Well, that exhibit has been put together by our curator, Faith McCreary, and it involves visuals, historic imagery of dandelions, but also the myriad of products created using dandelions that are available today. So it gives a nice summary. It's in our well room, so as you're looking and reading this exhibit, you can look out these beautiful windows onto our landscape and see dandelions in bloom.
And Mount Chicorwa in the background. Very nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've got to say, I've gotten an education just talking with you ladies in here about this. Because I always thought they were just kind of a weed. Oh, yeah, it's kind of pretty. I didn't realize I could do all this stuff with them.
Well, in fact, that's the title of Faith's exhibit, Dandelion Weed or Wonder.
Yeah. And she's even got some part of the exhibit for the imposters that you might have always thought was a dandelion. So you'll really tune up your skills at identifying. And you won't go away hungry. Besides all the samples, we are having food for sale.
That's perfect. Mm-hmm. Once again, we're talking with the Carol and Kara about the Remick Country Museum and Farm. And you guys are having the Dandelion Festival this coming Saturday from 11 to 3. And for more information, where can people get all the details?
They can check out our website at remickmuseum.org or contact the museum during business hours at 603-323-7591.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Drive Time Today is brought to you as a public service from Leone, McDonald, and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.